Malia here, reporting for B Radio, and I'm at the How to Make Friends Nothing Feels Good Festival at Signature Brew in Haggerston, and I'm here with Owen from Jumper Boy. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been great. So many great bands, and it's been really lovely to see so many people and meet so many new people, having a really awesome time.
Good. I mean, I feel like the fact that everybody here already know each other from the Discord community has been a great help to making it feel so welcoming. Do you resonate with that?
Yeah, we sort of didn't join the sort of online community of emo bands in the UK until a bit later, sort of 2022. But it's been really, really great, and there's been so many lovely people we've met through it, and shows like this, and we've met so many other bands, and it's been really lovely, and like just lots of great people are sort of sharing resources, and very lovely little community.
It's a good like blueprint for how you can sort of set out a community online, build your platform from it. I think it's really nice that you can definitely tell that everybody here is supporting each other. How would you describe Jumper Boy's sound?
Yeah, we sort of started originally as a blend of kind of indie and alternative sounds, and then moved in a sort of mathier, more sort of progressive direction as we found what we sort of liked doing and what we felt like was going well for us. And nowadays we're sort of, I'm not quite comfortable calling us a math rock band, but we're sort of math rock adjacent, emo adjacent, indie adjacent, somewhere in that triangle.
Venn diagram.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of that Venn diagram.
The big genre Venn diagram that we all exist within.
Amazing. So what would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Bit of a mix of sort of stuff like Delta Sleep and Feed Me Jack on the mathier side of things, especially a lot of the UK bands from around the sort of 2010s period. And then some of the sort of 2000s indie stuff that I grew up listening to, so yeah. Like Block Party and Early Libertines and like tiny bit of The Strokes, and then little bits of like Robert Smith and yeah. The Cure and that kind of 80s stuff as well.
So slightly deeper question, but what is it that inspired you to make music? Why do you make music?
I've been doing music in some form since I was really little. Since I was a kid, I sort of picked up trumpet and cornet, and I played in brass bands and like little school orchestras and that sort of thing, and nothing that serious. But I think music's just always been something that really appealed to me, and like being able to do creative stuff, and like my day job, I work as a games developer, which I'm very lucky to be able
so
I think I just like making stuff and then hoping that other people can get something out of it as well. It's really nice to see as well.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of a very common answer, just not necessarily knowing where it's going to go, but doing something because it scratches that itch of making something and having that joy of having that thing made.
Absolutely, yeah, just making it for the sake of it is really nice.
Ooh, that.
that wasn't meant to rhyme when I said it. It was not intended to rhyme.
New album coming out next
year. Yeah.
So you put a new single out on the 18th of August. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, so we put out a song, Times New Roman, 18th of August. And it's sort of it's a bit slower, it's a bit more mellow, it's a bit more sort of inspired by American football and that kind of Midwest emo sound than we normally go for, but it's something that we've been blending in for a while, so it's nice to lean more in that direction. We're really happy with it. It's got me playing a bit of trumpet, which goes back to when I was very little. And it's sort of nice to bring that back a bit. It feels like a bit of a sort of nice nostalgic feeling to be doing something that I used to do a long, long, long time ago on a track that we've only just put out. And we're really happy with it. I think it's got some interesting lyrics. I don't want to big myself up too much, but I'm happier with the lyrics on it than I am with a lot of our tracks. I think it's nice. It's a nice one. I was really proud of it. Yeah.
And why is that different?
It's one of those, sometimes a song you spend ages sort of fiddling with it and tinkering with it and iterating on it, and eventually you can end up with something really good, or you can end up with something that you're not so happy with, and then maybe you don't put it out, or you don't play it live, or you don't release it. And then some songs just sort of happen really quickly and you get like a big burst of momentum, and this was one of those. And like the other day I found the first demo for it and listened to it, and it's not changed that much like since we sort of first played it, and it's really stayed as it was really, and it just sort of came almost fully formed, and so it's just a nice fully rounded kind of song. Feels quite done, which is nice. Not always the case. Yeah.
Amazing. So you've been on tour with Pillowfort, who are also here today. What was that like? What are the highlights?
Yeah, so good. Really love Pillowfort. All really, really lovely people, and we had such an amazing time. It was our first ever time touring, and we hired out the big van and we drove around everywhere and managed to stay over at friends' houses and that sort of thing to save on costs, and it worked out really good for us, and we just really enjoyed it. I had such an amazing time. Places like Brighton and Bristol were so amazing, just to see a good number of faces and people we'd never seen before, and some people who'd come just for us and some people who were there just to see a gig. And then both of those gigs went down really well, and the local bands playing were really amazing. Really sort of unexpected, enjoyable stuff, because we're used to playing sort of shows in Sheffield or shows. We played a show in Cambridge, which had a bunch of people from sort of my roots, because that's where I'm from originally. But it's, so there's something really exciting about playing somewhere you've never been before and actually people being there and having a really great night.
Is that like a turning point moment when you're in a band? he winced.
Yeah. Turning point from somewhere to somewhere, maybe.
Yeah.
There is that element of it that feels sort of validating, yeah. But I don't want to be like, you know, it's not, it's just another show, and it was really nice. But it's nothing bigger than that, and it's just one show at a time and seeing what you can do and enjoying each show as it comes, yeah. And sort of taking from it what you can.
So you've had some pretty exciting support slots. What's been the best one? How have they gone?
Yeah, I'll go in order roughly of sort of smallest to biggest, yeah. But we put on a band called Fez, who are sort of a mathy, indie, sort of similar-ish area to us, band them in December last year, and put them on in Sheffield. Had a really, really great show, ran the whole thing. We don't promote many shows ourselves because it's not something we're that keen on, but it went really well. We sold it out, venue was packed out, had a really, really lovely time, and they were all super nice, really great, and just a really exciting show. And then we managed to snag like a last minute support slot for Delta Sleep in February, and that was really good and sort of cemented us in the local scene as a bit of like one of the bands within our genre to kind of keep an eye on, and just really nice and really sort of like, ooh, like this is a band that we're actually really big fans of in our own life and quite influenced by, and getting to play at the same show on the same stage with them was really meaningful for us. But we did all get COVID at that show.
Oh no.
Which skewered, we were supposed to, we had a bit of a random sort of miracle slot opening for the Libertines, mm-hmm. at the O2 Academy in Sheffield, which was a great opportunity, but we all got COVID opening for Dark Sleep.
Oh no.
And so it couldn't go ahead, unfortunately. And obviously they played the show without us because, you know, 2,500 people or whatever were there to see the Libertines, yeah. Not to see us. So no hard feelings on that, but it was pretty unfortunate. Hopefully we'll do something with them another time. Really, still very, very glad we got to play with Dark Sleep. And in a way, they're more directly influential on us at the moment. So like, it was kind of, if we could have only done one, I think that was the better one to have done. Yeah. But it was a shame to miss out on what would have been our sort of biggest gig. But I'm sure there will be other opportunities.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So speaking of which, what is next? Jumper Boy.
We signed with a small independent label in Cardiff called Stereo Brain, run by a really lovely woman called Luna, and she's been sort of giving us lots of support and talking to us, so we're hoping to pick up maybe some festival slots off of the back of that. We're releasing this new EP, Songs About Furniture, in September, which we're really, really, really excited for, and we've written a bunch of new material as well. We're sort of looking to get that recorded later in the year. Lots of stuff coming down the line. We had quite a long gap because of the pandemic, between our sort of first demo EP and what we're doing now, but we don't want to leave that anywhere near that long and sort of keep things rolling while we've got some momentum and we're sort of building. We've got lots of songs that we're happy with.
So where can people find you? Social media, Spotify, music platforms?
Yeah, we're on Spotify just as Jumper Boy, Jumper Space Boy, Instagram and Facebook and all that as Jumper Boy the Band, same for Bandcamp, and then Twitter, Jumperboy _, because Jumperboy the Band was too long.
We've heard the same story with Breakfast at Bears official official Breakfast at Bears. Yeah.
And _ or whatever it is. Yeah.
Too long for the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Oh god. Don't even. Yeah.
Owen, thank you so much. You've been great.